Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
It's a late great day for the Berkeley. It's back. That song's called Nexus. Awesome first song on that double album, Innocent Age. The Innocent Age. I encourage you to check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. By the way, that book's won 5 international awards. Yes, I'm a little proud. Tom Anastasi is here. He's our good friend, longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Successful Entrepreneur. Also, his film, his indie film, his award-winning indie film, Spin the Plate, is you can find that on wherever you find films, spintheplate.com, right, Tom?
Yeah, Amazon Prime. If you're an Amazon Prime owner, you can watch it for
How about
free,
that?
Which is...
No yeah. chopped liver on the
may,
Small Business Advocate Show.
That's mine.
Only the best for
it's
my audience.
It's been nice. I mean, if we make 4 cents every time somebody watches it.
There
but,
you go.
I mean, we've got people all over watching it, so we're just happy people can see it.
That's 4
so,
cents you didn't good. Have. Can't beat that. And
you got it. Well,
TomAnastasi.com too, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so you can check him out. He's a professor of organizational behavior at the department of in that department at Boston University. So, Tom, speaking of organizational behavior, let's talk about in the previous segment we talked about the impact of the coronavirus on the marketplace and how businesses had to shift for the lockdown, the pandemic-imposed lockdown across the country, around the world. But now let's talk about society's, the consumer side of that dynamic, how consumers have conformed, have required, have expected changes to be made. And when we go back to anything that looked like what it looked like a year ago in our lives, how much of what we've come to know will we want to keep? What do you think?
So, you know, let me give an example. So I wanted to get my wife a snow globe for Christmas. And there was
You romantic devil.
Nice, I know. And there was this really nice specialty Christmas store up in New Hampshire. And so, you know, you can look at it on the website, but you really want to see, you really want to talk to somebody. I just didn't want to order something online. So, but the store was closed, and they, you know, it wasn't completely closed, but they had traffic issues and things like that. So I called up, and the salesperson took her phone, and she walked me all around the store, and we had this great conversation. It was just as if I was there. She, you know, showed everything. She showed it with video, ended up making a purchase and loving it. And then she shipped it to me. Everything worked out great. But we were able to have that great person-to-person interaction, even
right.
though I wasn't there.
Hmm.
And this store has flourished because that's what they do. They
and
say,
you think,
you know, they say,
and you think, now, and see, this is really, now this was a small business, though, you were dealing with, though, right?
Yes, yes,
see,
yes,
this
yes.
is the thing. This is the important thing, folks. If it hadn't been for the coronavirus, you might never have found her. And if she hadn't been, and if she hadn't been, hadn't gone through her digital transformation, meaning making herself available digitally to Tom, she wouldn't have been able to have served him. And so this is the point that small business owners have to understand. We were already going through a digital transformation, but as the IBM research shows, that transformation has got compressed 5 years into the here and now. And if you're going to survive on Main Street with the bell over your door, customers are still going to come in, but there many of them are going to want to say, okay, yes, I know I live 6 blocks away, but can you get on Zoom with me? Right.
Exactly. And one of the things that I talked to them about is that they're up in North Conway, New Hampshire, and it's a very popular vacation spot. And then people go there from all over the country, but not they're not thinking Christmas. And one of the things they're finding is using this very personal, very personalized approach, they're getting customers from all over the country that they otherwise never would have thought. It was always, you know, we have our website, you can order from the website, but, you know, you not ask questions, and not have the in-store experience, even though you're not there.
Right.
And I asked them if they were going to continue doing this next year after everyone's vaccinated, and they said, absolutely, yes. Business is actually better this year than last year.
Well, see, this is what I've been trying to get across more recently is the beauty of small business, the essence of small business success is being able to deliver the special sauce, the small business special sauce. In the old days, that was delivered when the bell rang over the door and the people walked in and we said, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? That was our special sauce. Now that interface has been moved to a screen, to many different kinds of screens, as well as a face-to-face. We've got to think about our special sauce being delivered on all those different interfaces, don't we?
We absolutely do, and we're finding that if you can adapt to it, then you're going to find out that you're actually going to do better in the long run.
Yep.
which I think is wonderful, because the essence of small business has always been customer service.
Right.
And that's why small businesses have always flourished. And you can still do that. You just have to figure out different ways of doing it.
Tom, I need your website, please.
Oh, spintheplate.com or tomanastasi.com.
Hey, Tom, it's always a pleasure to get to have you here. We appreciate you very much. Will you come back soon?
Of course.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite Brain Trust members. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out.
So I met through the velvet, put underground, back to the floor, that I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.